You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
If you haven't had a chance yet to check out the Animal Radio website or download the Animal Radio app, you should do it for so many reasons. The Animal Radio app is a great app to have. First of all, it's free. So that's the best price there. Free 99, free. That's the kind of price that I like. And the good thing about it is if there's ever a recall, a pet food recall, and you know it happens so often, or something that you need to know that affects the health of your pet, you will get a notification straight to your phone just like that. This is for iPhone. This is for Android. And then, of course, over at the website at animalradio.pet, if you hear an interview on Animal Radio, there's a good chance that maybe it ran longer than we had time to air on the radio station here. So you can hear full unedited interviews over at animalradio.pet. Also the stuff we can't air because it's too naughty.
Oh, now you've got their attention.
Yeah, that's all
you had to say.
Okay, and let's see. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Steve Dale about the fear-free movement. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, from the world of sports, big sports name who has, he loves his dog so much that he's gone so far as to freeze the dog's blank.
Freeze the dog's blank?
Blank. We'll fill in the blank for you.
Okay, that's on the way in just a few minutes. Let's hit the phones. You ready, Dr. Debbie?
Yes, let's do it.
And we go to Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from today?
I am in Idaho.
Is that where you live? Very beautiful place.
I'm actually a chick driver, and I'm on the road right now.
Okay. A chick driver? Is that what you called yourself? I like that. Chicks drive much better than guys. I understand you want to talk to Dr. Debbie.
Hi there.
Hi. So what do you got going on there? I have a 9-year-old Boston Terrier, and she has demodectic mange mite.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if there's something that's natural that I can treat her with.
Okay. So how was this diagnosed?
Is she
having problems
creepy?
Or?
Yeah, her cheeks get a little bit puffy and red spots, and so the vet did a scraping.
Alrighty. Well, I guess we'll back up a little bit because Demodex mites are really common in the Boston Terriers. It's, you know, more common, I'd say, in the young pups because it is a function of their immune system and how it's maturing. So there's the young dog form and kind of the old dog form or mature dog form. So in a young dog, I expect this in a Boston and I'm not too bothered by it. In an older dog, it does bother me if we detect Demodex mites and not so much because the mites themselves for serious, but in order for it to occur in an adult dog, there's usually got to be something wrong that's kind of making their immune system out of whack. Because the normal pet, actually, believe it or not, has these mites on their skin. I might even find them on a perfectly normal pet if I scrape their skin. The problem is when their immune system and their skin can't kind of fight this off. So for an adult dog like yours, I would say, okay, you know, there's ways to treat the mites, but my bigger concern is why did she get these? And I'd want to make sure we check for a couple different health problems because it's real common in dogs that have underlying hormone problems like thyroid problems, Cushing's disease, which is an adrenal gland problem, diabetes, and you know even cancers and so forth. So other things that kind of take her stresses away from fighting off the mites are going to be my bigger concern. The mites can be treated, but for an adult dog, sometimes it's much harder to treat them and to get rid of them because of these underlying factors. So that would be my big goal and my big focus for her that I would urge you to do.
Okay.
Now, in answer to your question, is there something natural you can do? Not really. Sometimes we'll use probiotics to boost immune support, but really it's a function of getting to the heart of the problem and then to address these mites.
Okay. She is a blue and white Boston, and because they're not typically supposed to be blue, she has had a lot of skin problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so she's been treated for skin cancer.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then the mites kind of come and go at different times of the year.
Okay. And having the blue color dilution in a lot of breeds, yeah, that signals kind of a life lifelong skin disorders and problems, and they just don't have the normal defenses when it comes to dermatological problems. So so I don't think I would necessarily look so much for something natural that's going to cure this. I would definitely have they used ivermectin in the past for her?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the best line therapy is a drug called ivermectin, unless we have a herding breed like a collie or an Australian shepherd. But that's something that I would definitely kind of lean towards that route.
Yeah, that's typically what I use whenever they do flare up. I just thought that maybe there was something more natural that I could give her.
Yeah, and I, you know, talk to your vet if they're suspicious about any of the other problems. It might just be something as simple as doing, you know, starting with some routine lab work and screening, like, the thyroid level, see if there's any hints of Cushing's disease, because those aren't uncommon either in busted terriers, so just so we're not missing something on that radar.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Scientists are trying to find out why kangaroos are so polite, or at least why they don't burp. Cows burp a lot and are the largest contributors of greenhouse gases, which are known to raise the Earth's temperature. Scientists have been experimenting with different kinds of non-gas-inducing feed for cows, but a new study is trying to learn more about the ways kangaroos live without burping. So far, the studies indicate that it's something in the kangaroo's stomach, an enzyme that can break down the food without the gas. If they can identify the enzyme, it might help the cows with their gas. And luckily for the cows, it doesn't seem to have anything to do with jumping around on your hind legs. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.